I'd like to call this educational committee to order, please. Time is 2:58 PM, we are scheduled till 4 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Lord, I'd love to come this afternoon and again say thank you for this day. Thank you for the privileges of thought that you have given us, the ability to think and to make decisions. Be with us, Almighty Father God, as we continue our journey through the rest of this day. And for those that are here to represent the programs for the children, Almighty Father, just be with each and every one of us as we explore these things, make the right decisions. And we say thank you for these privileges. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Please look over the minutes. September 11th.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion made by Congressman Walker. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Mason. All in favor say yes?
Yes.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Next on the item is ONCA 7399. Sponsored by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman Hamilton. The WELA budget is the sections of the WELA is what you're considering right now. I think the number one section, can you get the bill up for me, please? 1799. It's section 112. You go to the table of contents, it'll give you a page number, and then you can type it in there. But you got to go to the table of contents. Is that how you do it? 113? Okay, page 113. Are you driving for us, Eli? Thank you. I want to look at the administration. Administration. Okay, there is salary and wages in this line. In this particular budget in section 112, the only change that you'll see from the budget submitted on July 14th will be the 1.5 merit that has been backed out of the salary and wages. Also, I don't think I had the opportunity to mention in the Appropriations Committee, there was a calculation offset. The 1.5% was taken off of the whole total that had the merit bonus included in it. So therefore, that calculation wasn't a correct calculation. And Mr. Potts is going to revise that calculation, and I believe the Appropriation Committee is going to correct that on every one of these sections. So that'll be made when the Appropriation Committee goes back. So I needed to tell you that. But the only thing that's different in this budget from what was submitted is the 1.5% taken out of salary and wages. Now, moving on to the budgets for Fairfax, Hominy, and Pahuska, Skytook, WELAs. There have been made some changes in this legislative bill in comparison to the budgets that were submitted the 14th. The reason those changes were made is the projections that were sent over in the budgets did not match the projections sent over by the treasurer. So the treasurer's projections are what we have in our projected revenue resolution. As the sponsor of this bill, I chose on all of those to go back down to what the treasurer's projections, and cuts were made in all four of the budgets. Sky Tukes was $6,995 was reduced. Did I say Sky Tuke?
Yes.
Okay. Hominy's was reduced by $3,040. Fairfax is reduced by $6,995. And Pahuska's was reduced by $4,560. And you can take a look at this if anybody needs to down here. The total reduction from program revenue was for the total, let me see. Okay. The growth in the projection that was submitted to us was $21,600. And the total reduction was $21,590. So I missed it by 10 where I could find to reduce it. So I wanted to make you aware of that. Where you will see the reductions are made is when you compare the budgets to the actual section of the bill. So that's what was the measures that were taken to equalize our projected revenue. And we've had two meetings now with the treasurer on his projections. The communication we received in April is still the communication that we're going by at this current time. So I just want to let you know where that had happened, and I believe Ms. Prather is here. Do you mind if she joins us at the table?
No.
Ms. Prather, did you, I talked really loud. I think you could probably hear everything that I said, correct, about the reductions? Okay, all right. So was it picking on Wheelas? That was just, come on up. Come on up with us. Wasn't picking on Wheela at all. It was just a function of projections,
right,
versus what was submitted on the budgets.
Right.
Okay. And that's all I have to say. And
okay. Thank you. To hear talk about Wheela, we have Ms. Prather and Mr. Johnson. We'll be discussing too. I had the clerk just come before a meeting that when you stand behind there and she hears an echo when you talk, so if you could come to this side or sit at the table.
Okay.
Thank you. Ms. Prather, we have the program plan for Wheela. Up here, and if I were going through it, is there, you want to go ahead and start talking about that?
Yes, I'd love to. I appreciate the opportunity to come and share about Wheela. This is our second year, and we got off to a really good year the first year, and we're looking to an even better year this year. Okay, I guess I can start with the objectives. We have four objectives that we were trying to meet this year. First of all, to continue renovating each Wheela facility aesthetically as well as educationally. In some, that was more of a challenge than in others, but we're talking about even basic things like washer and dryer that we didn't have in the Wheelas. We had three that didn't have those, so we bought commercial washers and dryers for each center. Also commercial ice boxes and freezers. It's very important every day. Of course, we have readings that we have to take on the ice box or the refrigerator. That's my where I come from,
ice box
refrigerator and freezer. So I said that one time and somebody said, what are you talking about? I was like, well, refrigerator. But anyway, we bought commercial for each center, and we were dealing with some that were probably worse than most of us even have in our home right now. So we upgraded those. Two did not have a dishwasher that met the qualifications that it needed to sterilize things. We replaced those. I think we had two stoves, one that I know of. I'm thinking two of them we had to put a stove in. So that was the beginning of it. Then we also did some flooring in Sky Tooth. We did painting in three of them. We have done, we put sinks in some, and it's like we were starting from the ground up. So aesthetically, they look much better. Cleaning flower beds out, putting things out front that make it look more inviting than normal. Putting signs up. We didn't have signs in front of our centers or on our centers, so you didn't know where you were. So we were able to do all of those things aesthetically. And then, of course, educationally, we're also trying to improve it with curriculum, with staff. And that takes us down to the other objectives that we have. I'm just kind of going through these briefly, so stop me if you have a question. Objective two was to increase the staff development academically and culturally to better prepare our personnel to educate the students. And I feel like we have started out doing that. We have made a giant step in that. I know our little ones all made shawls for each center, so they have fringed them themselves, the teachers did, and they've got them all ready now. And they're in the centers, I mean, even in the play areas, they're just fun to watch them with them and to watch them learn. We also have, obviously, a cultural teacher, language teacher, who meets with our teachers during nap time. Also is there for breakfast, diaper changing, any other time that they're in the building, they can interact with the little ones, and that's also moving along well, as well as our academic professional development. And we have also, besides doing our own thing, we have opted to go in with the co-op because they can hire some really big people to come in, and they invite us to come. So we can meet, we also meet usually some with Head Start, immersion, we can all go together, and that makes our staff development a lot better than if we each one had to interact on our own.
May I ask a question?
Yes,
about
please.
Your staff development? Because I remember you having, quite possibly, and I could be misquoting this, but having a goal, and I don't know if it was a stated or written goal, to have all of your staff reach certain certification
yes.
levels. How is that working?
And we're working, I'll get to that.
You're getting, okay,
yeah.
excuse
that,
me.
And thank you for asking
okay.
that. That's an excellent question, and I appreciate that one because it's very important. The next one is to provide a stronger communication to the parents and community. And with that, we've had the fire department in. They've done safety things for us. And even the little bitty ones, when they see those firemen come in, their eyes get big. And it's just like, you know, it's just fun to watch. Library visits. We've had open houses in all of our facilities. We have had donuts with dads. And you would think people don't have time during the week. You'd be surprised how many dads we had show up for a donut with their child or children. We've had, we have hired, which we'll get to that during our people, but our personnel, parent trainer, reach out and read. We've done some reading nights for that. We had one in Hominy where we included the schools around Hominy, and we had Craig Day from Channel 6 come and read to the kids, and that was, yeah, he really enjoyed that. And he was thrilled, and we blanketed him when it was over. Chief was there, and that was exciting. And he was so proud, and just, you know, it was good. And then in Skytook, we had the schools around Skytook, and we had Mickey Maharik, which you may not know Mickey, but he's 7 foot tall. He graduated from Skytook. He played basketball at Texas Tech under Bobby Knight, then finished up at Oral Roberts. They won 2 championships, and then he also has done color commentating for them. But he's just an awesome man. He's native, and when he enters a room, of course, everyone just wants to be drawn to him. But that was also exciting. We had a really good turnout. We had, I think, 50-some in Hominy, and we had over 100 in Skytook. So they were both successful. Anyway, these are some things that we have done. We've said donuts with Dad. We're starting Fresh Foods, which I kind of want to wait for next year on that one. But we're actually having, it's a grant with OU. And we have actually a nutritionist that is a PhD. We have 2 other PhD people that are involved in the grant. And they are building beds, raised beds in every one of our districts. I think you've probably already heard from Head Start, they're doing this also. And they are, they told us they, you know, didn't have the water hooked up yet, which I said, well, so I don't understand why that's a drawback. They said, well, we have to lay the pipes. I said, oh, you're kidding. This grant is really, I mean, they're even hiring people to take care of the gardens. And they're laying water lines. I'm thinking, throw dirt in the bed, get a soaker hose and put in it, we're set to go. Plant the seed, but that's not what they do. I mean, it's big time, and they're actually piping water to it. They are hiring people to take care of the beds, so the little ones just get to watch them, go out and enjoy them, pick them, and then the big deal about the grant is to have children more acceptable at eating more vegetables, a very variety of vegetables. So we're growing the ones that we want them to learn to eat. So anyway, that's something else that we're going to get to do, and I'm excited about that. And then our last, our fourth and the last one that I did for last year was to increase our staff to meet the growth of Wheeler, which is exactly what Congresswoman Whitehorn was asking about a while ago. Where are we? And I have a list of everyone, our goal list, to have everyone with a CDA minimum, and then to go up from there. I mean, I could start down with everyone, all of our administration, everyone is Osage, everyone is degree. I think that's pretty awesome. We have four staff. And in our centers, we have some, we have one, two, I think, that have associates, that have bachelor degrees. We have a few with associate degrees, most with CDAs. Those that do not have CDAs are new hires, and they are working on that at this time. It's kind of expensive. I mean, when you talk about someone who's just starting a job and hasn't been working, that's young, that they have to come up with $800 to buy books or be observed and all this, that's a lot of money right off the top. So we're working with, if they're native, of course, we can go through our certification program through scholarship. If they're not native, then we can work through child care, and they have a certification grant for part of that. We have to wait till the money is there for that, so some of them are kind of on hold. They've got part of it done, but not all of it. But we are working. I mean, everyone, it's not like anyone is stagnant not doing something. And then, of course, you have the education time that it takes, and most of our people that are actually in the trenches working with the children, it's very difficult to allow them education time because we're so short-staffed as far as being able to maintain our ratio if one of them leaves for class or to stay. So that's kind of a drawback that we're going to be working on. That's it. Does that answer that question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Are they all completely met? And oh, no, but we're still working on them. We have come a long way since this time last year.
Committee, do we have any questions on the program plan? Then I'm going to go on to the Wheeler administration budget.
Okay, you want to just ask questions or do you want me to say something?
You want to say something?
Well, if you'll look, we have no federal, unfortunately. We don't have any federal dollars in this. It's all tribal dollars. That's the drawback. I know, and we are reaching out and trying to find grants and things that we can approach to help us with this. That takes time. Even if you find one, it has to be written, it has to go in to be submitted. Then it's just a timely process. It's not overnight, it's not even over week or month. So we're working on that. But
you have this, a question?
Well, if she has more to say about her revenue or finding more money, I had a question.
I'm
not going away.
Okay,
now
don't talk at all. Uh-huh. Okay, well, when you get to state tribal income, of course, that's what we depend on, obviously. State income, we do have DHS. The issue with that from last year to this year is when you start out, you have to be approved. You have to be certified by DHS. Come back to the state income, and it shows on the, we don't have an administration. Maybe I should just wait till we get the others. Yeah. But this, we don't have anything except federal.
I guess my one question was this page is summary of a budget. It's real helpful to me because I could see variances on it.
Yes.
And I see that you didn't have a professional, fee request in 17, but I see one in this one. Did that come from some other?
We will use that for speakers, or if we can get some professional development in for the people, that's what we're going to use it for. We still work with the co-op.
Co-op.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So this is a new request in this administrative budget, the $10,000.
Right. Okay.
That was what I had on that. I do have a comment to make. I really think that having that rotating language person in your facilities, I don't know if you did that last year or two. I think that she's not been there a full year.
Actually, this year it's just been it's a workable situation.
Right. So I like that you have that going to every center.
The sooner we can start that, likewise in immersion, I know that's obvious from the children there, but they just, they say things sometimes that you don't even, it's like, where did that come from? And the little bitty ones have picked up some of the words and then they're using them. And the parents come and want to know, well, what did this mean? I heard they said this at home.
Yeah. No, I just have a few questions here. How long has WELA been around?
This is our second year.
Started beginning of the second year?
Yes, in August.
Okay. And Casey, you may, but it's roughly $300,000 to fund WELA for a year. And that's all the centers, all the locations. Is that what I saw?
No. This is the administration budget.
This is the administration
budget.
And this
is the director, all of our... anything that is administrative for the schools. We also pay the language person, we pay the assistant out of this, and then we have a curriculum specialist also.
Okay. This money, since it was new last year, was it additional appropriations required by the nation to give to support this program, or did we find it from somewhere else?
This was appropriated.
Did it come from any other cuts in any other programs when we first started?
Oh, to my knowledge, I don't know. I just know what budget was handed me. I mean, I'm sure as far as coming from the governing budget, it came from someplace, but I'm not sure where.
Okay. 6 weeks to 4 years?
6 weeks to 4 years.
Four years old.
Actually have two people. We have two in Hominy right now waiting to be born and that have applications in.
Does that overlap with Head Start, with what we do in Head Start?
No,
as well?
They take 3 and 4 year olds.
So that would,
yes. Uh-huh.
So that would, there's it a little bit of overlap there.
That's correct.
What is the pecking order, or do the parents want WELA? Do they want Head Start? Do they wish they could have both?
I think it's a choice that the family has, and obviously our lowest numbers will be the 3 and 4 year olds. Because Head Start is free, we're not. Mm-hmm. And that obviously makes a difference, and I think Head Start has a wonderful program. So it's a choice, I think, of parents. Head Start is, I think they start at 8:30, they are over at 2:30. Right. We go from 7 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening.
And talk to me about how much does it cost the parents to attend the week?
Okay, that depends on the age, and it also depends on the income. Mm-hmm. And they can get assistance through DHS, or they can also get assistance through child care. There are two programs that they have the opportunity to use, and if they qualify for one or the other. For a child that is 0 to 2 years old, I say 6 weeks to 2 years old or through 2 years old, it is $500 a month. They have the opportunity to take language classes, which is one night a week for 4 nights a month.
And that's a credit.
That's a credit. They can reduce their bill by $200 by doing that.
$200 per month?
Right. So that would be $300 then.
Okay.
And that's, you know, if you take 20 days into that, I mean, that's not much per child. Especially if you have them from 7 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening, and you have fed them breakfast, you have fed them lunch, and you have a snack. Right. So, you know, all of this involved in it.
Was there also was there some sort of custodial work that parents could do? Was that the program here?
No, I think they started that maybe the first year before I got
here. The first year of WELA was...
Yeah, I don't even know if that was WELA. I think that was before WELA. But it was a good idea. But then some people, I think maybe that administration felt like, or the tribe felt like that was not something they wanted to pursue.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but... With that being said, the older children, 3 and 4 year olds, it's $18 a day. If you break it down, it's actually $360 a month. They have the same option of the $200 credit.
Right, right.
And I was going to say something else about that too.
You talked about some curriculum development. Who's developing the curriculum?
The curriculum is developed by Helen Brumley. Helen is Osage, but she also has about 40 years experience
right.
in education. and she retired from Sand Springs. She has an early childhood master. She also has...
Right, we heard about...
Okay, you met her.
Yeah. The objective two that you had here? Yes, sir. Objective two was...
To increase staff development academically and culturally to better prepare personnel to educate our students.
Yes, and one of the risks that you have is the lack of interest by employees due to time involved and expense. Could you just elaborate on that to me?
Sure. I think the staff, to get them motivated sometimes, that they're, I don't know, you're a teacher, you've been a teacher. So several, I know Congressman Mason is also. It's, if you're working with kids from 7 o'clock in the morning, or even if you're a parent, if you've been there from 7 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening, when you go home, you're tired. If you've done your job, you're tired. And I think sometimes teachers, they don't, number one, they're going to have to be, they're going to have some funding behind them, because most of them at this age, the workers, if they have children, a lot of them have young children, they don't have the money to do it. And then if they do have the money, they don't have the time. If they're really involved with their children or they're involved in any activities, it's tough. So I think that they have to see the need, or they have to have something in front of them that shows that it's going to make it worthwhile for them to do that. And I'm not saying that they don't think it's worthwhile, but I'm just saying to really get them motivated enough to give up more time to do this.
Do you think the mitigation you list here will help alleviate that risk on objective two?
Yes. I mean, if...
So if you take educational leave, they're not able to do that at this time?
No.
Okay. Objective three, you talk about monthly meetings with parents. How was that?
We did not have them every month. We are getting ready to start that. We do have a...
You had monthly meetings all last year?
No, we did not have them every month.
Last year you had them every
month? We had them whenever we could. And with that, I say we did our reach out and read. We considered that a monthly meeting because we did some things there. The open houses that we did, donuts with dads. We had...
Do the monthly meetings take off from the overall expense if you attend, if you're a parent?
No.
That does it. Okay.
Now, we did that, I think, whenever they did the working, if parents came up and helped with the maintenance and things or whatever, that they could do that. But
is that still going forward, the maintenance that the parents have? So that's not anymore.
No.
Okay. And objective four, you said increase staff to meet growth of overall Wheeler. How much has Wheeler grown in a year?
Well, because we have had to cut staff, we have not replaced some. It hasn't grown that much. And you say, well, gosh, then it's not in demand. It is in demand, and we have a waiting list in every district. But we can't bring the children in if we don't have the workers to meet the ratio, and we don't have the materials or the space. So it's kind of a, you know, we're about where we were.
So what is the definition of immersion?
We don't do immersion.
So it's nothing to do with immersion at all?
This is not immersion.
Just all Wheelers.
I would think that if you go to schools that have immersion, like if you go to, we went to Winnebago, Nebraska. We also went to the Cochetee. That was awesome, both trips. But when I think of immersion and I think of where we are with our little ones, it's almost like we could be in a language nest. We could maybe go in that direction where we do the flute music during nap time. They're learning the prayer before they eat. We're doing it a line at a time till we get it down. And there are just things that they're learning, but we are not like immersion is, where we go in and we're not speaking anything but Osage up till 10 o'clock or lunchtime or whatever.
No time during the day.
We do language, but it's not like, and we do interaction, but we do not have a committed to where you don't speak it,
so
anything but.
Being able to maintain staff is the biggest hurdle that you're
maintaining
having.
It is not a hurdle.
Getting additional staff,
yes,
is the hurdle. And the facilities that we currently have, can they obtain the extra employees?
You
if
mean,
we
do
got
we have room if we had extra
correct
employees? Yes.
Okay.
We couldn't double our size or anything, but yes, we could increase it.
So we have these jobs posted and they're listed now?
No, you can't post them and list them if you don't have the funds to hire.
We have the funds to hire. Are those funds requested in here?
We do have, yes, we have requested some, and we have two replacements that we have just hired, but we're waiting on fingerprints and background checks and things first. That's another drawback sometimes.
Thank you.
Congressman Walker has.
Should be more familiar with, but how does the wraparound program work with WELA?
The wraparound is what starts, it's from 5 to 12 years old. The little children, if we have children, if you bring your child and your child is 6 weeks through 2, 3 years old, they're right where they're 4 years old, actually. They stay in the same building. But we have a different place. We're not going to mix the older children with the younger children. We have 5 through 12 year olds in wraparound, and that is for the school age children after school, or some that we keep. You know, we have, a lot of our children are there till 5:30 because their parents work. So we have a limited number, but if they're older, we have a separate location for the older children.
So what about, how does the language credit work in the?
Okay, that's a good question. The language credit does not work with wraparound. With wraparound, we do give them a break. It's $15 a day, which is pretty reasonable for 2:30 till 5:30. And then they have a snack. We have activities, we help with homework, things like that. Then if you're OSAGE, it's $10 a day. So it's $10 a day. And then if you qualify for assistance, it may be nothing. Or you may just have a copay, that depends.
So it's $10 per day, per child, regardless of how many children you have?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have.
Congresswoman Whitehall?
And do you handle wraparound in the same way that you handle your paying for your spot to be there, or can they just come 3 days a week and owe you $30?
No.
They have
no.
to have their spot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We consider it a school also because we have things going on, so.
Are you at capacity with all your students?
Yes.
How many is that?
Well, we have like, I know in Harmony we have 14 in Harmony right now. We do not have a wraparound in Harmony. Harmony has an after-school program that's free for all the kids, and I think there may be 2 years left on that. It's a grant. And so they, you know, most everyone will take, we had 3 or 4 at one time, but then they, you know, got to where they went to the wraparound program too because it was free. So that's good. And we have, I think we have 24 in Fairfax. We have 12 in Skytook because we're down staff. We have a lot more we could have. And we have, I want to say 17 in Pawhuska. This is wraparound.
Did you bring those statistics to give to this committee, or are they just
I have them written down, and you're certainly welcome to have them.
Are they for your own notes?
Yes, but you're welcome to them if you'd like.
I like statistics.
I think I just have one copy, so. Oh, great, okay. And I may have, yep, I do have. Let me just say this, and then I'll hand them to you. Fairfax has 24 in wraparound. We have 13 waiting. Harmony has no wraparound. WELA, well, that's administration. Skytook has 12 because of staff, and they have 73 waiting. And then Pawhuska has 16, I think I said, no, they have 17 in wraparound, and they have 32 waiting, so.
Waiting list sounds like it's in high demand. Can you go back to the Fairfax budget?
Yes.
It'll help you to have your section of that bill, and that way you can see, because I think it's been too long ago to know where did any adjustments.
You got everything. This is administration. You don't have evidence.
So you'll have to compare to see where that where that came from or when?
Fairfax, is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Do side by side.
I'll just.
I don't know. Eli doesn't really keen.
I'm sorry.
Hi. I didn't want to talk to the little person. So I was trying to hear everything on the waiting. Okay, I don't know if you already given this or you guys have paper with me to get a number. So what's the Osage ratio?
Okay, she has that on the list that she's printing off. It has the ratio on it, so I don't have it in front of me. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, because I would just be curious on what the Osage enrollment is, considering you have some on the waiting.
Well, I need your legislation beside your budget to see where there's where the differences were taken, because I can't.
You know, everyone has the option.
From Head Start.
And I will say this, and I don't know whether I should or not, but being Osage, I'm going to say it. Everyone is given the application, obviously. Anybody that comes in, we give them the application. And when they don't fill it out and get it to us, and people have asked people to fill them out and get them to us, there's not a lot we can do. We can't fill it out for them. And then at the end, they'll walk in, some Osage will walk in, this has happened, and want to know if they have a spot. No, we don't. They're filled. Well, I've had a phone call from someone that said, well, they're Osage, and they work at the tribe. We have Osages there and we want them there, but they wouldn't come in and fill the paper out. Or it was given to them at school, they didn't fill the paper out. If we don't have the paperwork, they can't be on the list. If we get it and we're full, then they're on the waiting list. And that has happened. I'm not saying that's every situation, but I'm just saying that has been a situation.
Scholarship.
Yeah, just put that sticker thing on the desk.
Got deadlines, right?
Yeah, and then someone fixes it for me usually, so I did it again.
Stop saying that.
I'm just going to do that next time.
He fixes it.
This special trigger.
Well, it takes better. It's a bar.
Denied entry.
It's number something.
Well, we're not going to kick.
That was one thing on there.
Well, we're not going to kick kids out just because you show up late. I mean,
no.
That was a request. The projected revenue was over what the treasurer had sent that we included in our projected revenue resolution. So I moved it back down to what the projection was, or what, I don't know how we made the determination, but we divided it equally between the facilities. And then we went down through the budget, and I'm trying to see where. This reduction was made in salaries and wages. Thank you for helping me with that. So I wasn't gonna take it out of direct services to the people. Or to the kids, or indirect cost I couldn't touch, occupancy I couldn't touch because those are fixed numbers. The rental and equipment maintenance is a very low budget. I know that they need to have their events and meetings for parents, so I didn't touch that. And the operation expense, I don't know why I decided, I think I didn't touch that because it's already down 13,000 from last year. Their travel budget, I don't know why I didn't do that. But it has a, how much? Has a, it was reduced by $6,995. And maybe I could tell you why I made that decision when I wrote that bill. If we look at the, I guess I can get this out.
You have all the positions filled at Fairfax right now.
Until they pass our budget. Huh? Until they pass the budget, it's such. Then we're going to give another.
So there's a new position there. Let me see.
Fairfax, this is how many that we can have.
That's 12. Okay, 11. So are all of these filled?
Yes, they are.
What are we looking at?
I was just looking at the budget.
Congressman Maker.
While we're looking at a question, kind of in general, do we have any those kid families in our, any of our middle schools, those people that fall?
No, we do not. To my knowledge, we do not.
Immigrants or?
No.
You see on the news they have these families?
Yes.
Being asked to leave. We don't have that.
No, we don't have that problem. We have problems, but that's not one of them. Yes.
Right here it says, this is the Fairfax WELA. It says utilities for two wraparound facilities.
We have two houses in Fairfax that we have wraparound in. These are they're small houses. And we had our WELA in these in the two homes before we had the new building, our section of the new building. So we do have two houses for wraparound. The rooms are small, the houses are small. That there's a wonderful playground there. That's it's my favorite place, I think, playground-wise. It kind of butts up to the hill on the north a little bit, and it's just a neat, it's a neat venue.
Oh, daycare, childcare.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any questions in regards to the Fairfax? We have a budget.
Talking about problems, the first thing that was that happened when I first came just as a consultant, someone called, they had spotted a panther on the hill by the WELA, and it's like, what do you do? Only in Osage County could that happen, which I'm thinking if you've spotted it, it's probably too late.
In Fairfax?
In Fairfax, yeah.
Right behind the fence.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yes. I'm laughing had I seen it. It wouldn't be nearly as funny.
You guys have cameras?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
Saw a bunch of lamb chops playing in the backyard.
Yeah. We have cameras in Fairfax in the new building, and they are functioning with a screen in the office where you can see all the classrooms. It's wonderful. We have cameras in Skytook, and they are functioning. We do not have cameras in Hominy. We do not have cameras in Pawhuska. That's not good. We do not have secure doors in all facilities, but I do have estimates to have those things take place. But we were not able to do that this year. Hopefully, we will be able to.
What else is on your wish list? So.
what else on my wish list? Playground equipment. I don't know if you've been to Hominy or not. I mean, we kind of cheated almost there. I hope DHS is not listening to this, but anyway, we had, thank you. We had enough room. We had exactly 1,800 square feet, which is what we had to have fenced for a play area. Well, when the people came from the fence company in Owosso and fenced it, and I walked out, they had moved the fence in 3 feet. And I thought, oh my gosh. So I'm just hoping nobody gets one of those little things and measures that. But in the meantime, the tribe has purchased the home next to it, which I could say who lived there, but that was years ago. It was an eyesore. And they have cleaned it and the garage off. And it's been leveled, so now we are getting playground equipment moved from another location that's used playground equipment, but it's better than no playground equipment. And it will be placed there, and we will be able to sod it and fence it. And it's going to be a wonderful place. And if you go to the First National Bank in Hominy, and you look directly to the east, that's it. That's on my wish list. Playground equipment for Pawhuska, we're working on that, and I think they're looking at moving some from Barnsdall to Pawhuska. We need more. We used what was in the old building that we leased in Skytook, and it was splintered. It was, the paint was rusted off, I mean, worn off of it. It was illegal for DHS, really. So we sent it up, they sanded it, they painted it. I mean, we have borrowed everything we could and traded and brought in what we could find. So I'm saying we need upgraded equipment, toys. You have to have so many toys and things. Learning activities per age of the child, per area. We need more of that. But books, we're getting those. So we have a big wish list. The thing is that stuff is so expensive, you can't, you know.
Okay, we're getting towards the end of our time as we want to do these budgets. Do you have any questions?
Okay. On the Hominy. I just have one question. What about safety? Are you teachers, are they school,
yes,
educated, first aid?
We have to have first aid, we have to have CPR, we have all kinds of trainings that we have to go through, fire and you name it, we have to do it. I say that because there is a state mandated list of trainings. It takes up a lot of time. CPR is an all-day training. And ours are all certified in those areas. There's a safe sleep training that we have to go through that's very expensive. And, you know, I couldn't wait to get my kids to lay on their tummy. And now that's a no-no. There is a thing called tummy time, but you're right there with them. So there are a lot of things that have changed, and we're up to date on our trainings, safety and security.
We're in the Hominy budget now. It looks pretty much the same as the Fairfax. Is there anything that I'm missing?
No, you haven't missed anything. It's
pretty much the same as the Fairfax.
Yes, yes.
Well, if anybody doesn't have any questions in regards to Hominy, I'm going to move on to Pawhuska. Is there anything you can tell us about this budget?
We are at the present time having sinks put in all of the little rooms, classrooms. You have to have a hand washing sink in every room when you have small children and babies. So I just delivered those before I came here. They came in. And we're doing plumbing there. We are upgrading the equipment that we have. Like I said, we're having playground equipment moved from Barnsdall to Pawhuska. What have we been doing in the meantime? We have borrowed immersions. They've been very open for us to come and use theirs when they're not using it, and that's helped us tremendously.
Do we have any questions in regards to the past? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to Skytook.
This is where the need is the greatest, I'll say that. People-wise, obviously it's the biggest location. And you would think, well, there are a lot of opportunities there, but the two daycares that Skytook had that were commercial daycares have been closed. So pretty much we're it. And that's why we have such a waiting list in Skytook. it's a prime opportunity for somebody that wants to do that, I guess. But we could, space-wise, if we had the teachers in the space, we could just about open it up. And I think Speaker Pratt has a child at that center even now, and she can tell you it's crowded, but it's fun. I mean, it's fun to hear all the little voices, but.
So this is the biggest, you said this was the biggest need?
Actually, Pawhuska, Fairfax, and Skytook. Skytook should be the biggest, but because we're staff-wise about the same in the three centers, we run about the same.
So how much is reflected in the budget? That's different from the other?
In the budget, it's going to be, probably they're not going to be that much off from each other, I don't think. And that's what I started to say a while ago. If you look at all the budgets, you put them all up side by side, the line items are going to be the same. Depending on the teachers, the staff, the size of the facilities. Fairfax, we have three facilities, basically, because we have two houses and the center. Pawhuska, we have two because we have the gymnasium and we have the center. Skytook, we have two because we have the Oak Street. We have two rooms in that building, and we have the center. Hominy, we just have the one building. So.
Congressman Walker.
73 on the waiting list in Skytook. So.
Those aren't all wraparound. I mean, a lot of those are for the school and the wraparound together.
Right.
They're not all Osage. I wish they were.
Yeah.
Osage has preference.
Right. There's 29 non-Osage and 20 or 34 non-native on part of that 73. So I just wonder, and I'm sure you guys have brainstormed and talked about doing other things, but do you think that waiting list is because of the service and the price?
Or well, for a lot of people who are used to not paying anything, it is a hindrance. If you have had to work and pay daycare, it's cheap.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. I just wonder, there's such a need there.
And it's good. I mean, we've had people come in who, once we raised our prices, which will take effect October the 1st, have said they may have to take their children and do something else because for them it was like a car payment. And I understand that. But we've had other people, we have one parent in Skytook that gives the center a $50, just a gift every month. When she writes her check, she makes it out for $50 more. She said, "You don't know how much I appreciate the center here and what they do. You guys are awesome." She likes, I mean, it's kids are learning. It's not just they're being kept safe and quiet and, you know, fed. There's more to it going on there. So that, you know, we have that. I think some of them are actually in line because they like what's going on. I think some of them probably are in line because it's cheaper. Regardless, they know it's good, but it's also cheaper and good. But, and then there are some that I guess can't, you know, maybe they should have planned a little better. I don't know.
Any other questions?
I just wonder about the price, especially for the non-Osage or the non-native. I mean, you know, wonder how much they would pay.
Depends on where they are. I think if you go to Bartlesville, Tulsa, or around, you're going to be paying over $1,000 a month per child.
It's just not even comprehensive.
I know. I mean, I can remember when I first started teaching, I had $20 left my paycheck left once I paid my daycare. I had three in school, I mean that, you know, but still, that's what you did. I mean, if you know, if you wanted to, it got better as I got in school, obviously, but it's expensive.
Yeah, Chairman, where are you on the agenda? Are you talking about something specific or just kind of generally the WELAs? Are we on one specific WELA right now?
No, we've been through the WELAs, we're kind of just wrapping it up.
You're wrapping it up, okay. Ms. Prather, I know that these are services to our communities, and I know that our kids are learning. And I was just curious, just on, and I'm not picking on anybody, but Hominy WELA. When you guys were looking at your budget, filling it out, looking at your projections, and I know it's an academy and it's a school, but just to think about it being a standalone business, since you do receive the DHS money for that, where are we on, I know it's not, but where are we on cost versus income? Could that ever...
Could any of them stand on their own with what we're charging
right
now?
That's exactly what I'm asking.
Skytook or any of them would not stand alone on what we charge, because it's not, if, with our prices going up this year, it's going to be closer.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And it depends on exactly who the clientele are, because I may come in and I don't make very much, so I'm going to have subsidy, and they're going to pay fully whatever the DHS says they can pay for mine.
Right.
But somebody else may come in, and it's going to be, you know, a little less.
Okay.
Because of what we charge a little less than DHS on some.
Thanks. You answered that question, and then I want to move on to our subsidies. Were we fully able last year at Hominy, Skytook, and Fairfax to tap into that?
No. Skytook tapped in, and Fairfax tapped in, and Pawhuska is, Skytook is, I mean, Hominy is almost there, but there are certain guidelines that you have to meet, and we were just trying to get up and running.
Right.
And to say, I mean, we've done well. She's done an awesome job, but we are now, you know, where we can start tapping in. And we went to CCDF, which is our food subsidy yesterday, reimbursement. And we spent all day, 6 hours of training there. And we're all getting to where we're gonna be able to do that. I'm excited about that.
And Pawhuska, the philosophy that I've heard along since Pawhuska's on trust property.
Trust property, we are still, by December the 31st, we're hoping to be DHS certified, which means
Pawhuska.
Now we get, yes, childcare, but we have, that's why we're installing the sinks. We have to have a sink in every room. So we have really worked. Robin's done an outstanding job there. And hopefully by the end of December, that's our goal, we will be able to draw the subsidy from DHS.
And then also, I think I wanted to mention, because I've looked at the budget, the capital assets budget has an amount set aside for playground equipment for our Hominy Wheeler.
Yes,
so
I'm excited
that
about
that. Is in. I have seen operating budgets, but I guess that
and
just
it's
never
not,
happens.
I know, and it's not like it's going to buy us a whole bunch of new equipment.
Right.
And if you guys look at how much play equipment costs, but that $25,000, I think that's what is there, is going to help move existing play equipment to there, and then we can fence it.
Any more questions in regards to any of the Wheelers or to Ms. Prater?
I make a motion to have the minutes and committee report reflect the committee has done a complete review of section 112, 113, 114, 115, and 116 of ONCA 1799.
Second. Your motion made in a second. We have a discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? All right, we're through with our sections in the education committee. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You for all your information.
Thank you.
You definitely got any notes.
Okay. I'll see you Friday. You guys
Friday.
Have a good